Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Welcome to Bottoming, the LGBTQ mental health podcast about rock bottoming and beyond.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BottomingPod or visit BottomingPodcast.com for more content relating to each episode.
We've also added a support page to the website to direct you to the right place if you're struggling or need someone to talk to.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and review us on Apple Podcasts. Hello, I'm Brendan.
And I'm Matthew, and our pronouns are he and him. And you're listening to Bottoming. We promised chaos at the start of the last episode.
And we are going to deliver. Oh God, deliver us from evil. Yes, so second part of this double episode, because we've got some things to say. And this is where I bring out my receipts to detail every single reason why Matthew is unprofessional. She is unsupportive, emotionally unavailable, physically unavailable, since we're now in Liverpool, and dangerously rude.
Not on my watch. Okay, so what we're doing this very miniature episode is giving you an update on where we're at, because you know, coming into season four, we started off with we're going to do what we want, essentially, with the releases, because season two and three, I think, almost killed us, maybe separately, maybe together. And as much as we've absolutely loved doing every single interview and recording and video, it's just, you know, things change. People change.
They say the same.
I guess growing is changing. So what we're trying to say in a nutshell here is this...
Spit it out.
...will be the last episode of Bottoming that you are going to get. This is your lot. So you know, recently I've moved back to Liverpool. That was a very big life choice.
Did you?
And it's been a very big shift for me. This is my third week in Liverpool. I'm actually really, really happy. I've got a gorgeous flat. I've spent an absolute shit ton of money that I do not have. I've spent to make the place look stunning and gorgeous, and I'm really, really content. I'm very pleased to be here. The city is, I'm seeing it in like a whole new light, very different than when I visit in the past. And I know I've spoken at length about the relationship I've got with the city, but now that I'm here, I'm actually really enjoying it, and I'm really pleased to be back and be closer to my family, which is the reason I came. So that is my big life shift. Yeah, I feel like you're going to have to jump in here, B, because... what have you got coming up?
Are you finished? After just dragging me and this big smoke? You said poor, you said single bedroom, you said... That's awful. You should be ashamed. But you are happy?
I'm very happy, but we need to know about you, Miss B, don't we? This is
This is where we ask you about... I'm going in depth here. We'll do me in a minute. So you say you're happy, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I'm aware it's still early days. I'm still finding my routine with everything. And there's things that I've maybe been anxious about for years coming back that I still need to either get over, to be brutally honest, or I need to assess, or something I can't go over. So for example, there's certain people that I don't want to see and that I don't know how I'll react.
We said chaos, bitch.
Yeah, and I don't know how I'd react if I see them out. And I know that they both live in the city. So I don't, that's like two of the big things for me that I don't know how I'd behave or react or how it made me feel, because I've not had to consider that for ages. But the rest of the things that maybe I thought were going to be hurdles or things that were going to stress me out, I've already dealt with or had happen. And actually, it's not a big deal. I think I needed to be here to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that like they're not a big deal. They were a big deal, and they still were, but I do think I needed to be here to be able then to see them differently, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and I'm looking forward to what it means as well for like generally what my life now looks like. All my friends predominantly still live in London. Sam, my boyfriend, still lives in London, so like I've got a very, very different life, and I miss him incredibly, and I'm only really noticing this week because this is like a proper routine week. The rest of it still felt like a bit like holiday, and obviously missing like you and Layla and Ben, like people I see regularly, Alistair, Jamie, we were seeing them loads, like all of those things are just, and it was such a quick decision for me to move here, so I'd not like accepted what that would physically be like being here. So the flip side of that is that I am excited to try and build the new social groups or group or person. I don't know what that looks like yet. But yeah.
Well, I'm very, very pleased to hear it, because that was a concern of mine. Was what, a silent concern? I voiced it. I don't know.
Voiced. I'm joking.
What am I going to do it? Jesus Christ. Through fucking body movement. Two counts.
You get your tickets now on Dice.
Was whether it would be... Well, not the wrong decision, because I don't think it was the wrong decision. Would have been the wrong decision either way. I think you needed to do it regardless. But whether living there would... Just how it would feel for you. So I was just a bit like...
Mm-hmm.
I would hate for you to move somewhere that is away from people that you know and like, and and then feel like you couldn't move back or whatever. And obviously you can move back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the offer's on the table.
I mean, I'm not going to get a one bed flat, am I, that I can live in like this with River City and dock views. So I think I'm okay.
Yeah, that's unrealistic.
Yeah.
We need to adjust expectations.
Yeah. How are
you
doing?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Great, yeah.
I mean, I only asked you 15 minutes ago. Fuck you, now. Okay, now, Brendan, now it is your turn.
Now.
Now that you've gone deep enough, your turn.
Yes, I am very good. I handed in a final draft of my dissertation today, so I'm very pleased about that. Mm-hmm. I have a meeting on Monday and we're going to just go through final bits and then hand in a week after that. And then that's my lot for university. But what comes with that is I have a job coming up, which I did say in the last episode, I think. And it's going to start on the 12th of September. And it's just going to be a 9-to-5. It's going to be shocking for mm-hmm. me because I haven't had a 9-to-5 job since April 2021. And I did go hard during that period. I was doing that. Yeah. I was doing my uni at the same time. And we were doing this podcast. At some points, we were releasing weekly episodes during that time as well.
Yeah.
Doing a 9-to-5 job. So I think, I'm not going to say I deserved a break because lots of other people deserve a break. But let's just say I've made the most of it. I've mm-hmm. made the most of the time I've had.
You have also worked incredibly hard with university.
Yeah.
So no, I have. You've had a break from the grind of a job, but you've also had to do the podcast still. Not had to.
Yeah, that's
true. You've done the podcast still and you've done lots of work for university.
I have had to at some points. Let's scroll back to January when we are having some interesting conversations.
Okay, and as we said, that is your lot, okay? How are you feeling though? Like, it's obviously, I know we've spoken about it every single time we played Fortnite for the last 6 months, but like, now that you are actually at the end of university, and it was a big life shift for you as well, like when you decided to go down this route.
Mm.
And now you're on the path to like the main part of what that looks like. How are you actually feeling? Like, have you reflected on that yet in all of the free time that you've had?
I'm just very excited. Mm-hmm. It feels like I am going in the right direction. I feel like, for the first time in my life, I've got like a 5-year plan. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I know what I'm going to be doing in 5 years, which is really creepy mm-hmm. to me. And those type of things have never made sense to me, because I'd be like, all I'm thinking about is getting through the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to think about that and be hopeful about it, not like dreading what the world's going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, yeah, it just feels like the stars are aligning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know, but I've been going on CoStar recently. And so I've become a lot more about stars.
What did you say today? Sorry. Today, Brendan shouldn't be a little bitch. Funny that.
Funny. let me have a look, actually. Oh, here we go. Honeys, listen to this. Authenticity is a lie. That's what CoStar has told me today.
Wow.
And that I should do multitudes. Well, here we are. Secret ingredient and talent show.
Please don't sing.
Don't let me sing. 1, 2, 3. 2, 4, 6. What does yours say?
You are destined for more than one important love.
Huh. What do you read into that?
So I read in that I am currently waiting for my estate agency to get back to me about a very strongly worded letter I wrote to my landlord, who I do not know, in this new place, because I was declined the option to have a pet after initially being told I could have a pet. And I was immediately gov.uk/whatever/ for housing,
dogs,
rent and housing. And I pulled up clause C2.5 and I sent it right back across, and they can't decline unless they've got like reasonable excuses and whatever. And it can't mm-hmm. just be because I don't like dogs, or as I was initially told, another tenant of theirs had a dog and it didn't go very well. I'm not the other tenant. Legally can't do it. So what I'm thinking is, you know, I've wanted a dog forever. It's mm-hmm. just never been an option while I've lived in London. I'm hoping that that is more than one true love, is because I'm about to get the dog that I'm going to spend my 30s with. That's why I read into it anyway.
Interesting. What perspective is... And what are your do's for the day? Give me do's.
Sunglasses, candlelight and finger food.
That's where camp. Are your sunglasses right now, bitch?
They are in my drawer. That is camp though, isn't it?
Get them on right now.
Candlelit finger food, wearing sunglasses while it's dark.
Stunning.
Chic. Chic. Don't do fake compliments or sneers. No need to worry about that in this chat.
Well.
Won't be any real or fake compliments, don't you worry.
Don't you worry, whenever you do compliment me, I know it's fake. I know it's fake, because I see through you, bitch. I see through you, and that's it. That's the end of this podcast. I am going to say, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be with you anymore. So, goodbye. Yeah, should we end on a rift? Let's end on a rift. Come on.
No, what I really do want to do, though, and I think because I actually went and did that the other week... I do want to acknowledge, like, the amount of work that has gone into these four seasons.
Hold on. We haven't even told them.
Yeah, at the start, I was like, this is the end.
Oh, did you?
Like, this is the final bottoming episode in its current form.
Could have told me.
Yeah, I did. You were too excited to get it over with.
Also, look at these.
I literally was just thinking.
Did you see?
Yeah, I did. Brendan's getting stacked as well.
I am.
That's why he wants time off from doing a podcast, because he wants to be in the gym. That is a bicep.
Isn't it?
If you don't already, make sure you're following at BGOG on Instagram, because you know the thought picks are going to come thick and fast. Yeah, again, if you've listened to us ramble all this time, it's because you've enjoyed us rambling for four seasons long. We are ending it here. This is going to be the final episode, because it's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
We need the time. It's how it looks right now. We don't know what the future holds or what that looks like, but this is for now. We need to draw that line underneath where we're at.
Exactly. If we didn't clarify from where we're both at, because I'm going to be in a full-time job and it's going to be quite taxing mentally, probably physically, let's be honest, I won't have time to do anything. Matthew has a full-time job, and I think you're probably gearing towards focusing on where you see yourself going as well over the next few months. And so, yeah, it just time-wise, it's not going to work. It's not that we don't like doing it. We've really taken it somewhere from the first season. If you go back, let's have a bit of a reflective moment. Go back to pre-season one, when we were bubbling, thinking of what something could be. Do you think, or could you have even dreamed that we would have spoken to some of the people that we've spoken to?
No, like never ever.
Isn't it bizarre?
Yeah, even in season one, when we got the first email, we were like, what the hell? How is this person? Like, why does this person trust us to do this?
Yeah.
And no, because for both of us, everything was happening so fast, constantly. Every episode just like came and went. And I don't think we, either of us, have had time to like properly reflect on what that means.
No.
As well, like the partnership with Joe Malone, that was a big deal. Like, it's a global brand. Thanks, Alistair. We, you know, couldn't have had sponsorship season one because we just didn't know. But we got to a point where that happened. The first weekend I was here, we went to the Museum of Liverpool. And we walked around and did the LGBT audio trail that we spent time putting together. That's now going to be in that museum that I can almost see from my window, with our logo and our voices in that museum for however long they last now. Like, that for me is, especially being back here, I keep catching glimpses of different buildings that I remember growing up and I can see on the skyline. And it just is like this bizarre full circle for me that we've got it to a point. And I genuinely don't think without doing the podcast and being able to like connect back to Liverpool that I would be in this position now, physically in this position in Liverpool now.
Yeah.
Because without like the episode about growing up gay in regional Britain and speaking to Homotopia and those conversations especially like kickstarted it off me, and I think without them, yeah, I wouldn't be here. So I definitely had a bit of a reflective moment when I went to the museum and like saw our enormous logo next to the Museum of Liverpool's logo, and like our voices and words and thoughts were just there for people to listen to. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's been such a big part of my life for 4 years now.
Oh, 4 years. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be 4 years in December.
Yeah. I think I have not really reflected on it much besides that, but yeah, it's been big, and I'm very, very proud of what we've been able to do.
Yeah, I think it's... The guests have obviously been a huge part of it, and being able to listen to people's stories has been really, really useful. I've said it many, many, many times. But prior to the podcast, I think even that year was the mm-hmm. first year like I started watching Drag Race, or yeah. like I don't know, I was never really invested in the LGBTQ plus IA community prior to
mm-hmm.
my breakdown, basically. And then from then, and just learning more about the people in the community, more about different people's stories and how people have overcome things, how people haven't overcome things, but that's also okay. It's been just really, really eye-opening, and it has felt at times like difficult, mm-hmm. just being very honest, but I think that's made it more rewarding, like mm-hmm. looking back at like those specials that you were talking about, like the Pride and LGBT History Month specials, because although those were difficult to pull together, because not only is it a lot of work, we're having quite tough conversations
mm-hmm.
that can also drain you emotionally. So that's probably why we felt the burnout so much, is because we're kind of draining from both ends.
Burning at both ends.
Burning the candle at both ends. There we go. But it's... I feel comfortable leaving it where we're mm-hmm. leaving it. Like, this feels like the right moment. It doesn't feel... We're not leaving it because we're in that place of burnout and like we can't do it anymore. We're leaving it in good mm-hmm. places. Like, we're both mm-hmm. in really good places at the minute. Mm-hmm. And it feels nice to kind of see it as it is
mm-hmm.
and just let it go.
Yeah, I agree. And when we both first, when we were like, so are we gonna... and we both kind of knew before we'd even mentioned it, I think that we were on the same page with it, which was a bit like, I don't want to say relief feels like it was because it was a negative thing. It wasn't, but I was glad that we were in sync with it, because I agree, it was the right time. It feels like the right time. I'm very, very happy with it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like when Girls ended. Do you know what I mean? I wanted loads more.
Yeah.
Was it the right time? Yeah, it was.
It really was.
I didn't want to learn to hate it.
No.
And thanks, Brendan.
Thank you. I'm very grateful that, one, we started a friendship, because it's been one that has very much shaped me. And also, I'm just very grateful that we have been able to do this together, because I feel like, although, as people, if they've listened to every episode, you know, we've got very different backgrounds and very different stories, I feel like we've connected in a way that's really useful, I think, for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes more mm. than...
One more than the other.
One more than the other, yeah. But also, I mean, from the feedback that we get, it's useful for other people as well to talk about, you know, mm-hmm. their own problems that have got going on. Obviously, this isn't the end of our friendship. newsflash. Well... But in the way that... And obviously... I don't know, we should make a commitment here right now, Matthew, that we're going to continue talking about our mental health together regardless.
Oh, I mean, 100% we will always do that. But I'm going to call you out now because you have not responded to that invite that I sent for you coming to Liverpool. So if anyone's going to be ending this friendship, Miss Thing, it is not me.
If you had read Alistair's email messages, he said he was waiting back to hear dates.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you announced work. That one person?
The invite was a group invite. Thank you very much. Stop. It was a group invite. It was for all of us to come up together. So if one of us can't make it...
Well, he's the only one that responded. So I don't know if anyone else can make it either. So yeah, okay, the friendship's over. Okay, the friendship is over.
Our friendship can last a long time. I was fucking up north for 6 months and didn't see you but one time.
I mean, that was
but
lockdown.
One time.
That was
lockdown. Not even one time.
No, we
weren't. Not even once. Not even once. Can you believe that? But so we survived. That's what
we
I'm saying.
Did. We survived. We got through it, didn't we? We also said that this was going to be a 10-minute quickie. Obviously,
well, how long have we been going?
40 minutes.
No. That's... Well. You get what you get.
Yeah.
The other thing I'll say is... no, that's cringy. What? Well...
Only?
Yeah, the other thing I'll say is... I would also encourage any... potential podcast makers out there, people who want to have conversations like this, to make a podcast and do it. Just pick up a microphone, just do it, please. Because talking about your mental health, especially as an LGBT person, is incredibly important.
It is.
And the reason we did this podcast in the first place is because no one else was having the who's having that conversation.
Nobody was having that conversation.
Having that conversation.
Were you silent? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And still, we're the only LGBTQ plus mental health podcast that's currently out there.
Specifically.
So please pick up your dang microphone. Pick up a phone, regardless. Get on your voice notes.
Yeah.
Put
also,
out some episodes.
It's so much easier to me, not to sound like granddads, but when we were getting started, there was like 15 different servers you needed to get your podcast in one place, and then you had to do it via another system. Mm-hmm. We've got all of these archaic wires and busted microphones. Not anymore, kids. You jump online, you know, Acast do it all.
They do
sign
it
up
all.
To one. You've got the whole studio built in. Easy. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you focus on the purpose of what you want to speak about. Hashtag not sponsored. Make sure you keep that in mind. You know, there's so much shit out there. Just try and focus on making something that amplifies voices that need amplifying. Mm-hmm. I say that we've rambled on this just as this episode, but I think it was important.
Yeah.
But we've always wanted to make sure that we were learning ourselves also.
Yeah,
we don't know the answers, and that's the important thing, I think. Yeah, grab the mic. But yeah, I think we should wrap this up because we've got a game called Fortnite to play.
Oh my goodness gracious, we're 12 minutes late. Okay. I will end it with big thank you to my dear sister Matthew Riley. Love you lots, and that's it. That's your lot, babes.
Yeah, thank you also, Brendan, because I honestly couldn't have done this or got through the last few years without you. So,
oh, don't.
Thank you so much, and to every single person that has given us an hour, a sponsorship, a friendship out of this.
Jokes on you.
Yeah, we're sorry. but no, thank you so much for being a part of this with us for the last few years. We may see you around at some point. But for now, tichala.
Take care, my sweets.
You will always be doing amazing, sweetie.
Oh god, I just got chills. Is that bad? You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.